highlighting the amazing stories from inside the North Clackamas School District. This is the Proud to Be NCSD podcast, hosted by longtime principal and current community relations director, Curtis Long.
Why the celebration sounds to begin this week's show? Because you are listening to the 40th production of the Proud to Be NCSD podcast. And in honor of episode number 40 of this nationally recognized award-winning school district-based podcast, we're going to do things a little bit differently today. Because in this podcast, nearly two school year history, we've bounced all over the North Clackamas School District, welcoming in a variety of guests, ranging from the superintendent.
And we've spent a lot of time with our students and staff defining relationships and starting in that place this year, and it's been really fun.
To school board members.
But we still have a role to play as advocates, and you just take that responsibility very seriously.
From veteran teachers anxiously looking at retirement.
I can remember being very excited when colored chalk came. That was a big thing.
To younger teachers already making amazing impacts.
And I love just being able to know the students' names, but also seeing them thrive in different ways.
But never have we welcomed guests quite like the incredible 8th grader you'll hear today.
Hey, Rao Shamrocks, welcome back to the Rao Middle School Podcast Network.
That's Rao Middle School's Jose Angel Barraza, who, along with a rotating cast of co-hosts from the school's 8th grade media arts class, record their own weekly podcast they call the Rao Middle School Podcast Network.
So let's talk about the assembly.
It wasn't as scary as I thought it was going to be, honestly.
And the Rao podcasters had an idea. What if the middle schoolers interviewed me as part of their podcast, while I interviewed them on this Proud to Be NCSD podcast at the same time? So welcome to what we believe is the first ever podcast within a podcast. As the Rao Middle School Podcast Network, this week, that's Jose Angel, Kennedy Hammond, and Hayden Moreland.
I'm so ready.
Meets the district's Proud to Be NCSD podcast. And here's what happened.
Hey, Rao Middle School. Welcome back to the Rao Middle School Podcast Network. Today, we're here with Mr. Long from North Clackamas School District.
Mr. Long hosts a podcast from the Clackamas School District titled Proud to Be NCSD. He's also the host of the YouTube series NCSD News.
As a former principal, he used to make a parody of music videos.
Whether that's using a Taylor Swift song to talk about coming back to school after COVID or rapping over a Sear Makes a Lot track to inform about Chromebooks, and Mr. Long has found entertaining ways to engage with the community. We are happy to have him join us on the Rao Middle School Podcast Network today to talk about his role in the community and how he runs the podcast.
So, Mr. Long, we do have a few questions for you.
All right, lay them on me.
I have some personal ones as
okay.
well. From that little description we just got, I have some questions of my own.
It's good to be here, by the way. We do not have any other middle schools in the district that do their own podcast. So this is a podcast within a podcast. We've got the Rao Middle School Podcast in inside the Proud to Be NCSD podcast. This will be fun.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity that not a lot of schools get, so I feel like we're all very thankful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or at least the podcast network is very, very thankful for that.
How long have you worked for the North Clackamas School District?
That's a great question. I started in the North Clackamas School District probably before all of you were born. I started in 1998.
Oh, my.
No offense, you weren't even close to being born yet. I started as a teacher. My very first job was a third grade teacher for a teacher who went out on maternity leave. So I taught third grade for the rest of the year at Concord Elementary School, and Concord Elementary School isn't even used as a school anymore. We sold that to North Clackamas Parks and Rec, and from there I was a teacher at Happy Valley Elementary, and then at Spring Mountain Elementary. Spring Mountain Elementary opened in 2000. I was on the first teaching staff there, and then taught there for about 4 years before I got my administrative license and became a principal.
So you were a principal at Scouters Mountain?
I was a principal at Scouters Mountain most recently before I got this job here with the district office. So I was at Scouters Mountain for 4 years. I was at Spring Mountain Elementary, so that's kind of confusing, going from one mountain to another. I was at Spring Mountain as the principal for 7 years. And before that, I was at Campbell Elementary School, which is not far from Rao Middle School, but it's not used for a school anymore either. So people kind of joke with me sometimes at the schools I've been at that I run them into the ground. They don't use them for schools anymore. So
That's not nice.
Campbell Elementary, no longer used as a school, but we use it for a meeting place and for different activities going on in the school district. So I've been around for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Quite a while.
Very beneficial to the community.
What's your official job title?
My official job title is Director of Community Relations. So my job is really to go around to different schools all over our school district, and we have 32 different schools. My job is to spread all the good news and all the fun things that are happening in each one. So I found the RAU Podcast Network and said, hey, we've got to share that. We've got to let the community know about that. For example, earlier today, I was out at Happy Valley Elementary, where the chief of police of Happy Valley, the city of Happy Valley, was visiting with kindergartners and telling them all about his job as a police officer. So the kindergartners, of course, were very excited and got to look inside a police car and see all the different kinds of equipment. So those are the kinds of things that I get to do. So I make videos. I do a podcast. I used to do it once a week. Now I do it every other week. And I would do a lot of social media posts. So things that we find going on around the school district, we put those up on social media because we really want to let people know all the great things that happen within our school district. So you guys at RAU, maybe you don't know what happens at another middle school. What's going on at Alder Creek? That's kind of my job, to share the good news that's going on over there. Or what's happening at Happy Valley Middle or at Rock Creek Middle School?
What is happening at Alder Creek Middle School?
Yeah, that's a good question. What's We'd have to go over and check out what's going on at Alder Creek Middle School. I was just at Alder Creek a couple of days ago, and they were having a staff versus student basketball game, which I know you've had here.
It's one of our most popular ones that gets run a lot because of the interest in it, because everybody, it's like fun to see the students versus the staff, and they all get all competitive, Mr. Dix especially.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah. I was over at Alder Creek, and I gotta say that the Alder Creek students, they were pretty harsh on the staff. They were chanting overrated over and over out of the stands. And those poor staff members, if they didn't make a basket, they were hearing it from the Alder Creek students.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I sit in the gym for that, and it's kind of not like that. They're kind of just like good sports, at least. Like
good sportsmanship type stuff.
Yeah, like at least, I mean, yeah, like when I say competitive, it's just like, we're going to beat you. But like, yeah, like all good fun, but it's like, it's a fun thing to watch and like be a part of.
I don't know.
I haven't been a part of it.
Personally. So when I was in middle school, which was a long, long time ago, but when I was in middle school, you used to be able to play other schools in basketball games. So the Alder Creek would have a team of eighth graders or a team of seventh graders and a team of sixth graders, and they would play against the other schools. So it would be students playing against each other. They don't have that anymore. That's pretty expensive to run. So a lot of basketball and sports events are done outside of school, but they used to have it so you could play each other, so which would be kind of fun.
What's one of your biggest music parodies that you've done?
Let's see. The one that got the most attention was one when we first went into COVID, and it was called Baby Got Math. So it is very similar to the Sir Mix-a-Lot song, Baby Got Back. We used all of that. We filmed it all around the school, and it was about doing math on a computer instead of in class anymore because we were out of school.
So I like Chromebooks, and I cannot lie. Scouter's Mountain, you can't deny. When you open it up right in front of your face and you log in the space, you get launched and you have to stare.
That got like 10,000 likes and actually made national news. And so it was kind of a big deal when we did that one. But I've done all kinds of them. And I think that kind of led me to this position here because I had so much fun creating videos and trying to keep students engaged and interested in school when it was all online, that the superintendent came to me after COVID ended and asked if I would come to the district office and do that kind of thing for every school. So I get a chance to visit all schools instead of just one. So we had a fun one with Baby Got Math. I see in your notes that, yes, I did do a Taylor Swift version of We're Never Getting Back Together. That's when we were coming back to hybrid. We're Getting Back Together. And we did a whole parody on that one.
This time, I'm telling you. We got clever. We're getting back together. It's a new endeavor. We're getting back together.
We've done that. We've done a couple of 90s songs. We had, if you've heard the song Ice Ice Baby.
Yes.
Well, I encouraged our elementary schools to use their device Vice Baby on their computer. So we have a whole rap to that.
If there was a problem, yo, we'll solve it. Google goes down, we'll reinstall it on my Ice Ice Baby.
And
Revised Vice
Yeah,
Presidents.
We've had a good time with those. So, and we just had one that won an award at the beginning of last year, my very first year in this job. I did a whole song to the Your Welcome song from Moana, and we incorporated the name of every single school in our district that all rhymed together. And so basically the song was You're Welcome at whatever school you go to, you're welcome in our district.
Sky, well, Spring Mountain, of course. Oh, and Adrian C. Nelson High. Oak Grove has the Dragons. Milwaukee High and Bill Quist both have a horse. You're welcome at both, of course.
And that won a big national award. I was in St. Louis last summer to go accept that.
Wait, what district was it?
That's for us. There's not other district. Yeah, that was for our district.
Was Rao mentioned?
Rao was in it, for sure.
You're welcome at View Acres, Rao, and Alder Creek. So what can we say except you're welcome from Ardenwald to Kennedy?
Heard this. Has anybody else heard this?
We'll have to show that to you.
I didn't know that our school was mentioned in nationwide, like, news.
Yeah, when we sign off, we'll have to go look on YouTube, look for that You're Welcome video in North Clackamas School District. Rao was certainly mentioned in it, for sure. Every school was mentioned.
We should definitely maybe put it as background music for the podcast.
Yep.
Hear me out.
Do you have any big ideas of where you would like to take this in the future?
Well, my job, as I said before, is to find all the good news. What I would really love to do is have like a correspondent at each school where I could contact, whether it's a teacher or a student, I could contact the Rao podcast group and say, hey, what's some cool things going on at Rao that I could come cover? And they'd be able to tell me. Because a lot of times we'll feature some schools and then other schools never get featured at all just because we don't know what's going on there. They don't let us know that they're having a cool reading event or they're having a cool after school event. And if we don't know about it, we can't come cover it. So that would be my vision, is to have kind of a correspondent at every school that can fill us in and let us know, hey, come out and cover this. This is something really cool going on at our school.
Have you ever seen positive results from the videos and podcasts have you created?
We see lots of positive results. We hear back from families, especially with the younger kids, the kindergartners, the first graders. We hear from families that have said, oh gosh, we watch that every single night before bed, or we've watched that several times, so we get to know all the different schools in our district. When I worked for one school, of course, it got lots of likes in that school, and actually I think the kids got kind of embarrassed that their principal was actually trying to sing on camera. Didn't really care that he was off key and had a good time with it anyway. So we've seen lots of positive results. I think that's the best thing, and I'm sure you guys would agree. Kids are more interested in coming to school when there's something fun for them to do and something to look forward to. And so as a principal and in this position, my view is that I want to make something that motivates kids that want to come to school to see what is Mr. Long up to this time? What's he going to do today? At Scouters Mountain, they had me all kinds. So anytime we would meet a fundraising goal or a canned food goal, they would dress me up in some kind of goofy outfit. I had to wear a wedding dress all day long. I had to get my head shaved at one time. I had to spend time up on the roof for a full day. At Spring Mountain, I probably shouldn't tell you this because we're not allowed to do this anymore, but at Spring Mountain, we met a certain goal and I had to spend the night on the roof. So we set a tent up on the roof of Spring Mountain and we used Facebook Live to read bedtime stories to the kids. And so technically, I wasn't supposed to stay up there all night long, but I was so tired. As soon as my head hit the pillow, I fell asleep and woke up. It was like 5 a.m. It's like, whoops, I didn't quite follow directions. I stayed up there all night long. So that was super fun at Spring Mountain, and kids came by and families came by throughout the night and would throw food up to me. I had a little bucket that I would lower and they would give me candy, and somebody ordered a pizza to the roof. So it was super fun.
I might do that.
That is actually so, I mean, that's like, I feel like that's just like tells so much about like how you impacted, like how impacted like the community has made us.
How close the community is.
And like even like having somebody like you that like students, like I'm guessing like they knew you would do it and they find joy in it, and they would find like they obviously thought it was nice because they gave you candy and food. So it just like from a student standpoint, it's like nice to have people that like are fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, like
it's,
what is
it's
like
nice to see that community with a teacher.
Yeah, and I think it makes a big difference
to really get on like the level of like
with behavior as well, because when you get to know kids really well and they know that you care about them, they're gonna want to do better. better, and they're going to want to behave in the ways that they're supposed to. I know that when we had disciplinary issues, or when someone made a poor choice at elementary school, for the most part, they were pretty disappointed that they had made me disappointed. And usually I'm the one out in the hallway having a good time, and it's not so much fun to go back to Mr. Long's office and have to have those serious conversations and maybe call home. So kids, I think, were more motivated to be on their best behavior as well.
Yeah, for sure. A question is, what do you think is the most impactful moment you've had from a student, that you've truly noticed that you've impacted a student's life?
That's a great question. I have had students that have emailed me after they've graduated college to say what a positive impact I've had on them. Aww. I had a situation just today. I went out to Happy Valley Elementary, where there's a student who is in fourth grade now, but was at Scouters Mountain when she was in kindergarten. And at Scouters Mountain, they had little tickets. I think you guys have had them before too, little tickets for being caught being good or following the rules.
Shamrocks.
So you guys have shamrocks at Scouters Mountain. They're the coyotes. So we had howl tickets. So the kids could gather up their howl tickets and turn them in for certain prizes. Well, if they gathered enough of them, one of the top prizes was they could help me with a certain assignment or help me with a certain task. Well, this girl who's now at Happy Valley in fourth grade, COVID hit and she didn't get to have her prize. So I didn't get to have her help me. And she still has that ticket. So her mom just emailed it to me and asked, hey, is there anything we can do about that? I know you haven't seen her for 3 years. So just today, I went out to Happy Valley and I said hello to her. And we're going to set up a lunch date and I'm going to bring her lunch out at Happy Valley Elementary. So her principal from kindergarten is going to be out there at Happy Valley Elementary, where she's in fourth grade now. We'll have lunch together and she'll finally get to redeem her Help Mr. Long ticket.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to really impact her, not even just now, but in the future.
Yeah.
I feel like if that would have, that's one thing that she's going to remember for a while.
Yeah, and it's really fun for me. And I can tell you, the point where I discovered, wow, I'm getting really old, that's when one of my fourth grade students, so I taught fourth grade for a while, one of my fourth grade students showed up at Scouters Mountain Elementary enrolling her own daughter in kindergarten. So that's long I've been around. And so the kindergarten daughter was like, my mom says you were a great teacher. It's like, well, thanks a lot. That makes me feel really old. Thanks for the compliment, but that just shows
full
how old I am. Totally, a full circle moment where students of mine are now enrolling their own children in our schools.
Yeah, the whole family tree.
Yep.
Just teaching them all. I mean, it's just the train of events. I kind of said this question already about the what's the most rewarding part of your gig is kind of what I said.
Yeah.
The most rewarding thing.
I think the most rewarding part is just knowing you're making an impact on kids and making an impact on their future, hopefully a positive impact where they see the success that we've had, that some of the adults have had in our school district, and they want to strive for that. And they realize that, well, Mr. Long went to college. That might be something that I want to do. Or Mr. Long, look what he's doing with broadcasting. I might want to do that someday. That's just a big goal of mine. That's the most rewarding thing, is knowing that you're making a positive difference, because not every child, not every student has two parents at home and a perfect world at home. And sometimes school is, that's their best part of the day. That's where they feel the most stable and that's where they feel most comfortable. So I think it's our job as adults in the school district to really cultivate that and make sure that every child feels safe, every child feels welcome and valued whenever they're at our school, so that they want to come back every day. I mean, absenteeism is a problem everywhere, but I think in our district, because our teachers do such a great job of taking care of kids and making sure they feel like they're valued, that kids want to come to school, and that's very impactful for me.
Absolutely. How about your question?
All right, I want to find out about the Rao Podcast Network. So tell me about how long have you been doing this podcast, and actually what brought about the idea?
I actually
appreciate it.
Last year when I was signing up to be a Shamrock News member, one of the questions is, what's something that a segment that you'd like to bring back or start? And I said the Rao Middle School Podcast Network, because I don't know, when I used to watch the podcast, it was very relatable, so I wanted to give people something they could relate to. And how long we've been doing it?
I think
I
remember.
Season 4 or 5, I think.
This is season 3. For how long we've been doing it, honestly, I don't know, but
yeah.
This group, we've started since the beginning of the school year.
So are you three the main three who kind of run it? No?
No. I'm not.
That's my job.
No, yeah.
Jose runs the whole thing.
So does Jose, you get different co-hosts to work with you each time?
Yeah.
Do you choose who you're going to interview? You did, I think Mr. Dick said that I'm coming today and we're going to put this together, but you guys came up with great questions and you put all the equipment together. I know it's a podcast, so people don't see. Well, actually, on your podcast, it's a little different. Yeah. We're on video here, so the Proud to Be NCSD podcast, there's no video on that one. So what do you guys do? Because that's why we don't put it on videos, because when people flub up their words, we can just edit that out later. But if you're on video, you've got to like edit the video at the same time, right? When somebody messes up.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Jose's good at editing, so I feel like it doesn't really phase him down.
We just kind of go with the flow, so
yeah,
it truly doesn't matter. But if it's something like super serious, I'll have us pause and like just restart.
And it's time for us to take a quick pause on this first ever podcast within a podcast. So far, the middle schoolers have been asking most of the questions, but coming up, we turn the microphones around as the hosts of the Row Podcast Network turn from interviewers to interviewees. We'll hear the best parts about being in eighth grade.
I think it's like such a great thing because it's so diverse.
And how it feels to know as an eighth grader this time of year, high school is right around the corner.
I feel more improved. I feel like more confident in my schoolwork. That's kind of corny saying that I know who I am now, but I feel like I like am centered, and I feel like that's just like better than anything, and that's what eighth grade feels like.
And as we reach the center of this podcast, stick around to hear what teenage life feels like for NCSD eighth graders right after this.
Are you looking for a job right now? Looking to work in a fun and supportive environment with great pay and a rewarding career? The North Clackamas School District is hiring. We're currently filling full and part-time positions. You can work and make a difference in young lives and education as a classroom assistant or substitute teacher. Apply to work in one of our school cafeterias where our lunch staff serves up big smiles with great food every day. We're also looking to hire before and after school caretakers, custodians, and bus drivers. In North Clackamas, we promise it won't take you long to learn why our employees say they're proud to be in NCSD. Apply today on the North Clackamas School District website or call 503-353-6000. That's 503-353-6000.
Yeah, so then it's easier from that cut.
Yeah. Yeah, so how often do you guys put together a podcast?
We kind of slowed down after winter break, but we're starting to pick back up. The goal was to do it once a week. We haven't been doing that just because we've been so busy with other events.
Well, it's hard work.
It is. And
putting together a podcast is not easy. That's why I'm amazed that we have middle school students like you guys that do this. I think it's so awesome that you guys put together a podcast. What has been your favorite topic or your favorite guest so far that you've interviewed?
My favorite podcast that we've filmed so far is the ASM Row, because
because
we filmed one podcast before we got the fancy setup and stuff. Mm. So that was the first podcast that we filmed with all the like new mics and stuff. So it was really cool, like just to hear yourself talk, because you've never had that experience.
I mean, when I first got the assignment, like the people that we filmed with, it like said that we were just like testing out the mic cameras, and then like I think that it was probably my idea for ASMR. I'm not gonna lie, it was probably me. So, and then we just like started talking about like random stuff, and I didn't know, and my friend Maddie didn't know that it was gonna go on the podcast network. So it was like fun because like I didn't know, so I felt like I was kind of just like being like authentic. Like
goofy.
I felt like I listened back to that podcast, and it's like it's a good podcast. Like I feel like it's just like us having fun. Like I feel like that
being
would be
yourself.
Like it would be like a normal, it felt like a normal like conversation I would have with like Vivian, Jose, and Maddie, and we could put it on the podcast network for other people to see. So I had fun with it.
They didn't know I was gonna post it.
Okay, so
they did know they were being recorded. They just didn't know they were gonna.
Yeah, no, because we had camera setups, and like I thought that we were just like recording it, seeing how it looked on camera. But no, it got, and then they were like, oh, we have to write a description for Spotify, and I'm like, oh. Then I just accepted it, and I was like, I mean, it can't be that bad. I mean, I had fun, but.
Good.
Some people didn't enjoy it as much as others, but
now this is a part. Right. This is a part of Shamrock News, right? So it's an elective that you take.
Yeah, yes. That's one of the main reasons we film it. So then we can add that into our daily news.
So Shamrock News, for our listeners who don't know, it's an elective. Not everybody takes it. That's why they call it an elective. You elect to take it. What made you choose to do Shamrock News?
My brother wanted me to do it, and it looked really fun, and so I decided to sign up for it. It's very fun right now.
But there's more. more than podcasts, right? You guys do a lot of video things. There's a weekly newscast, right?
There's a weekly newscast every Wednesday that we have time, because sometimes we'll plan other events. And that's one of our biggest things. We plan one or two assemblies.
We plan two assemblies. And I planned the first one.
Yeah, we plan assemblies, we plan events like the student staff versus student.
We basically run a lot of the extracurriculars that go along. Like, everything that we kind of post about, like, in the news, like the 20-minute segment every Wednesday is basically, like,
updates
and updates and kind of mostly things that are going on that are run by the news.
All right, tell me what grade each one of you are in.
We're all in eighth grade.
Eighth grade requirement for Shepmark News to be eighth grade.
Oh, okay.
Higher than a 2.5, right?
Yeah, it has. No, it's 2.0.
Oh, so there's a grade point requirement and eighth grade.
It's 2.0 for every grade check we have.
Yeah.
And then you have to get two teacher recommendations. You have to write an essay, then you get interviewed.
By the Shamrock News members.
Shamrock News members.
Now, can you take Shamrock News again, or do you only get to do it one time?
One time.
It's a year long.
Okay, so it's a year long in eighth grade. So really, you're taking up two electives, right, by taking it all year long. So this is a big choice by you guys. Students in middle school, I'm sure our listeners want to know, what's it like to be in middle school? They think of middle school, they think of some kids that may be getting a lot of trouble, and I'm sure there are some. Obviously, you three do not. You're very focused on and doing what you're supposed to be doing. What's it like to be a student in middle school these days in eighth grade?
I don't know. I feel like it's obviously a tough to be an eighth grader because of, it's not necessarily you that it's like being tough for. It's just like the people around and the stress. And I mean, we're like literally teenagers being put in a room with a bunch of teenagers and like an adult who probably is upset with other teenagers. And then it's just like, it doesn't add well, so it doesn't make a good environment sometimes.
It just really depends on the classroom.
It depends on the class.
Because like, me and Hayden have Avid together, but like that class is very calm. And, like,
I love Avid. Avid, I think that whenever I think of Avid, it's just like good.
It's peace.
It's peace. It's like what I wish that eighth grade was. Because I have I know everybody there. And like, it's just like good, you know? But
I kind of wish eighth grade was more calm and like stable, because when it gets like loud, some people can't really do the work and focus.
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely gone better since like seventh grade. I feel like the eighth graders now were definitely
more mature,
rambunctious in seventh grade more than anything. Like, yeah, there's still people that are like gonna be troublesome and immature, but there's still like people
who try.
Majority of people who want to learn now.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, it's some people like don't even want, like some people do want to learn, but then some people just like don't even want to cause trouble. It's just like, what are you gonna do in eighth grade?
What's your favorite thing about Route Middle School?
The Shamrock News mostly.
Yeah,
my podcast.
Yeah, podcast Shamrock News.
I don't know, honestly.
I like my friends or the community. Like
I
know a lot of people. Like
Jose's a popular boy.
So did you guys, so you know a lot of the kids here. Did you go to elementary school with some of these kids?
Oh, I don't know a lot of the kids here.
I came out of district.
Okay.
I didn't go to any of classes with them in elementary.
I don't purposely, by choice, know these people.
Did you go to a district elementary school? Where'd you go to elementary?
I went to Milwaukee El Puente.
El Puente,
in the English side.
Yeah.
But, like, I just know, like, people from eighth grade now because I've gone with them for, like, 2 years. And I know most of them. But, like, some of them I don't know. And then I'm just like, I just like don't know you,
so you're
just like kind of like a side character.
And you went to Welling? And Jose, you were from out of district. You didn't go to a district elementary school?
No, I didn't.
Okay. And then are all three of you headed to Milwaukee High next year?
I'm going to Milwaukee.
Hopefully, yeah.
What do you mean, hopefully?
What do you mean, hopefully?
Are you not going to Milwaukee?
I don't know.
You and
my parents win the lottery and we move somewhere.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Have you done your forecasting and everything for ninth grade yet?
We have done our forecasting. I'm very excited for high school.
Me too.
So there's no Shamrock News at Milwaukee. Maybe you guys need to start the Mustang News. What's good? I don't know if they have it.
Saban Schellenberg.
Yeah.
Saban Schellenberg has a
broadcasting.
They have a broadcasting.
Did you forecast for that?
No.
Well, you've got plenty of time. You've got four years. You don't have to do it your freshman year.
Sophomore year.
You can choose mostly any year.
I did a lot of Saban and Schellenberg classes so that I could go off campus a lot. I feel like that would like help me better.
Class.
Like, I took ceramics. That was my only one that I did.
I took psychology.
I did team sports for Saban and Schellenberg.
I did psychology, too.
For the Saban and Schellenberg thing, I wanted to do law enforcement, but you have to be in, like, 10th grade, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I was kind of upset. I was like, no, what are they doing?
I don't know why they showed that to us. I'm excited for the my classes. I got cosmetology, and I feel like that's... Didn't you do cosmetology, too?
I put it down as, like, a backup.
I did strength training and team sports.
Nice.
Ooh, yeah.
What were your guys' mains?
My mains? I don't even know. I could look, but...
I got health science, business management, and automotive.
Strength training, team sports, drawing, painting, and... I can't remember my fifth one.
I know that I did cosmetology as number one, and then I did psychology, and then I did ceramics, and I think I did painting. And then I think I did Youth Truth, like the kids one, because my best friend Maddie is doing that one too, so I was like, might as well just throw it.
Do you guys have any other questions?
Nope. Do you have any other questions for us?
Well, I'm trying to think. Let's see. What else should I ask while I have all of you here with me as we do our podcast? So a lot of our listeners are probably adults listening in. I've had a great time listening to eighth graders. We don't get to hear the voice of eighth graders. What should these adults who are listening in, who might be parents from all over the district, what should they know about what's currently going on in eighth grade? What's it like to be in eighth grade? And how much are you looking forward to this school year being over?
I feel like it being in eighth grade is like good, and like it's not like overstressing, but it's fun and all, but there's this sometimes where you like get stuck a lot in eighth grade, but it's really like comfortable.
I don't know. I think school is like really good. Like, even if you're not super involved in the community, I think it's pretty good because it's like as soon as you graduate high school, it's like one of the last times that you'll be in such a diverse like place, because as soon as you enter college, it'll be people that all want to do the same thing. And then same as your job, if you're an engineer, you're going to be with engineers.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's like such a great thing because it's so diverse.
Yeah, you get to meet people who have all different kinds of interests, not necessarily the same interests as you.
I mean, I feel like, if anything, I think that eighth grade definitely feels more like, I definitely feel like an eighth grader. I feel more improved. I feel like more confident in my schoolwork. Well, maybe not in my schoolwork, but I feel more confident in like who I am. Like, I feel like more secure than I might have in sixth grade and seventh grade. Like, I feel like in sixth grade and seventh grade, I was kind of just like, you know, just like figuring out who I was. But I'm not saying that I like obviously know it, because that's kind of corny saying that I know who I am now. But I feel like I like am centered, and I feel like that's just like better than anything. And that's what eighth grade feels like, at least for me right now. Like, that's what
you feel like, the top dog.
I feel like the top dog, you know. I feel like an eighth grader. I feel, yeah,
powerful.
I feel
powerful.
Exactly.
Okay, so as we start to run out of time, where do you guys have to go next? What's after this class? Is it lunchtime?
Lunch, and then your fourth period.
And then I have math.
All right, you scrunched up your nose when you said that. So what class? You have math
actually,
next?
No. I think that I'm excited for math because, I'm excited for math. I get to see my friend, so, okay.
No. We have a unit test.
Uh-oh, there's a test coming?
Unit assessment test today.
I'm so sorry to everybody listening. That probably just got exploded. But I just remember there's a
unit assessment.
Oh, you guys got a test coming up right after lunch.
That's why I scrunched my nose. I knew it was happening. I was like, I know it's going to happen.
Well, one of the most fun parts of the Proud to Be NCSD podcast is getting to visit with people from all around our district. Some of those may be adults, some may be teachers, some may be kindergartners. Today, our first time visiting with eighth grade students, and what a great group of eighth grade students we had today at Rao Middle School. So for Hayden and Jose and for Kennedy, thanks so much for allowing me to be a part of the Rao Podcast Network. It was sure fun.
Of course.
Thank you for doing ours.
I know, thank you. Double podcast.
Woo!
Nice job.
Mic's off.
Thanks for listening to the Proud to Be NCSD podcast. In North Clackamas, we know that education is a community effort, and we're so thankful that you and your family are a part of our community. Until next time, remember, there are always great things to see wherever you go in NCSD.